It's Friday morning. We've got him in. It's Harry Styles.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mate, thank you so much for doing this.
This is... You have a wonderful shirt on.
No, stop it.
I know it's radio, but for the benefit of radio.
Yeah.
It's a great shirt.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I bought it yesterday. I went and got a new shirt because
nice,
I was like...
Nice shirt.
If I'm meeting Harry...
If I'd seen that yesterday, I would have got it as well.
Really?
Yesterday's as good a day as any to buy that shirt.
It's nice, right?
Opinion. Yeah, it is.
How are you anyway? How's life? Are you enjoying it?
I'm well, thanks, man. Yeah, very happy. Excited that the album's out. I hope people are liking it.
Yeah,
it's been fun.
Sign of the Times did all right, didn't it?
It was all right. It was good.
It was okay.
Yeah, no complaints.
Number one in 84 countries.
I don't know, man.
Just the 84.
I always feel like they get that wrong.
Nah, they don't. All right. Before that came out on that day, were you scared? Or do you get scared? Or were you a bit apprehensive?
I think it was just playing it on the radio. It was so strange because I'd never played it to a room for more than like 5 or 6 people. So playing it and kind of have people text and be like, oh, I just heard the thing is, you know, that's always a little... nervy, but I like it, so that helps ease the nerves.
I think a couple of people have been okay with it.
Okay,
I think they're all right with it.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah. Was there one moment where you knew it was going well, where you're a bit like, okay, I can kind of chill out now?
I think just like a couple emails. I just got a couple of emails from friends that were nice and stuff, and then I was like, that's amazing.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it's yeah, I mean, doing anything and have someone tell you they like it is always very nice, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was a good day. It was fun.
And obviously the music's very different to the stuff you've done before. When you made it, were you thinking about the fans? Were you going, okay, because I don't imagine you were like, this is going to be the audience for it. You just went, hey, I'm going to make my own thing now.
I think, honestly, I didn't know what my album would sound like. So I definitely, it's kind of why I wanted to not be in London or be in LA or New York or anywhere. I didn't want to be distracted by what I felt like my album should sound like.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think I came from, I just finished the movie where I hadn't thought about writing music at all. So when I went back to kind of starting the process, I felt like I wanted to make songs that I liked and wanted to write an album that I wanted to listen to. And that was kind of all, that was all I really wanted to do with it, I think. I don't think it was like a, you know, I don't want it to sound like this or I don't want it to sound like that. I think I just didn't know what it sounded like. So I think that was the most fun part of the whole process, really, was kind of working it out. And I think if you listen to the whole album, you can kind of see where I'm kind of finding different parts of what I want to say, which is fun.
And talking about the film, because I'll be honest, Harry, when I found out you're doing acting, I was worried. Because you know what it can be like, can't you? An artist goes and does acting, and then you bag a
classic. Pick one, right?
It's El Clasico.
Yeah.
We see it day in, day out.
Yeah.
And then you get Nolan. You must have been over the moon when that came through. How did that even happen? Like, I want to know that whole process.
I'm a massive fan of his movies, like big time. So I think it's something that I would be really excited to watch had I not been involved in it at all. And he was unbelievable to work with. He's like, sometimes you just watch him work and it's pretty amazing. I auditioned. I read for someone and then I came back to London and auditioned for like a week or so. It was, and I guess it was all right. I don't know. It was really good experience. It was really cool to be like the new guy who had no idea what he was doing.
And did you often ask stupid questions?
I don't think I asked crazy stupid questions. There was a lot of like movie talk happening about like different shots and stuff.
That's
and
a pan over there.
If someone said something, I'd kind of be like, what's that? I have no idea what that is.
Right.
And then they'd be like, oh, it's this. So,
you were fine.
But it was good. They were very nice to me. The crew was amazing and all made me feel very welcome. So it was good.
And any more? That kind of stuff. I want to see it. Like, I think it's got to happen now.
I think if there was something where I felt like I really was like dying to do it, then I'd love to get involved. I don't think I'd want to do it if I didn't feel like passionate about doing it.
Sure.
The thing that was amazing with this was I thought the project was really cool when I heard about it kind of happening.
Mm.
And I think it's gonna be a really cool movie. I think it's so intimate, the story, and it's kind of the survival story. I think if you're not a history buff, I think you're still gonna like it. Mm. It's very tense. So I don't think you have to like love war movies to like it. So I think it'll be good.
And talking about the album, you went off to Jamaica, right?
Yes.
So did you like put, because you don't really tweet. That stresses me out. That you,
not so much.
I wouldn't like what's good on your head. Like, just had bacon, lol.
I actually don't eat pork.
Oh, so just had.
That would not. That wouldn't
cauliflower,
be
cauliflower, lol.
Cauliflower, lol's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to start. Yeah, I'll do a cauliflower, lol.
Do you not look at it?
No, I do a bit. I do a bit. And I like using it. Just not all the time. I don't know. I think I don't like just like saying stuff for the sake of it, I think.
Mm.
And I mean, there's a lot of nice stuff on Twitter. There's also a lot of not nice stuff. I think if Twitter was like a house party,
yeah,
you probably wouldn't go. Do you know what
no.
I mean?
No. People getting in my way.
I mean,
trying to get to the bar.
But it's amazing. It's amazing to be able to like, it's so easy to be able to like tell people what's happening and stuff.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So you put that aside when you went to go and do the album. Did you go, okay, the phone's over there, I'm making music.
I think the best thing is that I use my phone a lot. And sometimes I'll purposely like put it away. And I think the thing that I noticed when I was making the album was I kind of went without it and didn't even realize. I'd kind of go back and grab my phone and be like, oh my God, I haven't had my phone for 3 days.
Yeah.
And I haven't done that since, I don't know, probably since I've had a phone. So it was great. It wasn't the focus. It was good. It was a good time.
Now,
I felt like I got a lot of rest that I needed while actually working, which was amazing.
Helpful. Very helpful.
Two birds, one stone.
Love it. Yeah. Now, we're both Northern boys, both from a similar part.
Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Preston, but my family all live in Cheshire.
Ah,
so,
whereabouts?
Near Old Liege.
That's a lovely part.
Down the road,
right? The world.
So I want to be honest with each other now, right? Yeah. Do you ever get a text from someone and be like, how do I now know this person? How am I mates with that guy?
Mm.
Is there anyone like that? Because I know it happens to me. And I'm like, I've got Barry Chuckle's phone number, so.
That's sick.
Whatever.
Yeah, my friend Hutch. I always think, why am I friends with them? I'd say it's my main one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I think...
You might be used to this now.
I don't know,
really. It might not be a thing for you. It's kind of fine.
I don't know.
No.
I think... yeah, I don't know. I think I'm really lucky. Like, I feel like most of my closest friends are just, like, really nice people.
Mm.
And that makes me feel pretty cool to be friends with them.
That is cool.
I'm, like, proud to say I'm friends with them.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
I think that's nice.
Can we talk about you going on James Corden next week as well?
Please, yeah.
Just, I want to know everything. I'm just going to sit back and just tell me.
I'm just sleeping there. I think, yeah, I'm just going to stay over.
Yeah, in the studio.
Yeah. Just going to stay there, hang out, do a couple songs. I'm going to be doing 4 songs on there. From the album.
Across the week.
Okay. So a different song from the album a night. And yeah, I mean, James is amazing. The show is amazing. He's amazing. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
I've got 4 words for you, or maybe 3.
Hit me.
Ready? Solo, carpool, carry X3. Solo, carpool, carry
X3. You're like...
I split up carpool.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean...
So, yeah.
Is it a dash?
I think it is a dash.
Yeah, I mean, it's surely 2 words.
Carpool.
It's a thing.
I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but it is something they would add to the dictionary. There's so much rubbish in there.
That's
now.
True.
They probably just
That's
put
a
it
good
in.
Point, actually. Maybe so. It is 1 word.
Carpool, carpool.
I think it is.
One
it
word.
Is 1 word. It is 1 word.
Solo carpool.
We can edit that so it sounds like we decided.
Yeah, we knew.
Decided.
We knew.
It'll sound, make us
Grab
sound
the
more
Oxford Dictionary from...
If you could edit this in. actually, I think you'll find that's 1 word.
Yeah. Harry, that's so impressive. Well
yeah,
done.
Well, no problem.
Intelligent and beautiful.
Yeah,
goodness me.
Thank you. 1 word, yeah.